Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-July, July 18th and 19th, and let me get this plug in right away. If you're listening to this, you have an opportunity still to do the Bill Luddy 5-mile road race, which is on Saturday, July 18th. If you're listening to this on Saturday, July 19th, it's too late. So Bill Luddy was a famous Concord High School track coach, both young men and young women, and the race is really cool. It's 5 miles. When I say cool, it's an attractive race, but it's always very hot to run it. But you see all the alumni from Concord High School that ran for Bill Luddy in the 70s through the 80s, and they have team competition, and plus they're all the individual competition that you would have in a normal race. It's also the penultimate, which means second to the last race of the Capital Area Race Series. Next week at the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic will be the final race of the Capital Area Race Series, where we give out the prizes for the folks that are the winners in the series. Age brackets and other categories we will send by mail, so we won't prolong the reception after the race. But this Saturday, July 18th, if this is when you're listening to this, is the Bill Luddy 5-mile road race. So we all know the Burwell decision is in, and so the Affordable Care Act is here to stay, despite what maybe some of the folks that are in the presidential primaries are saying. We have done really well from an oral health perspective. Thousands of people have purchased individual dental coverage either on the New Hampshire Exchange, healthcare.gov, or our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com. So we've kind of engaged the Affordable Care Act, took the Jim Collins approach, deal with reality, and move forward. Now, another person that deals with reality, understands the trends, is my good friend Brian Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest. And Brian and his wife have been on the show many times before, but we thought we'd bring him back in this summer. And I was telling Brian before the show began that over the July 4th weekend, a couple weekends ago, that his shop was open seemingly 24/7, at least anytime I drove down to a road race, you know, there it was. So, Brian, thank you for joining me on July 18th and 19th. And I know you're quite busy, so I assume right after this taping, you'll be running back to the store?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So let's start at the very beginning. I always enjoy hearing your history. You obviously have your own shop now, but you have a long history in the food services industry. So tell us about that, Brian.
Absolutely. Well, I started actually during high school in a small farm stand in Manchester, and that was a long time ago. I graduated in 1979, so you can do the math. And I actually worked there probably 15 or 20 years. Stayed there, you know, through high school, and then stayed on afterwards, and really kind of learned learned the ropes and learned and became friends with a lot of farmers. And from there, I went on to a corporate career with U.S. Food Service and Sysco as a marketing rep. And then from there, we ended up going back into business for ourselves and opening up Johnson Golden Harvest 5 years ago.
Wow. And the rest is history because, of course, people are, I think, obviously we all know the trends that people are more and more concerned about knowing where your food comes from and the health benefits. And as you know, you and I have chatted many times where our company, Delta Dental, is big into fitness and wellness. And part of that, of course, is you are what you eat. So why don't you go into your knowledge of why you feel that knowing where your food comes from is real, you know, is really important?
Well, this day and age of processed foods, which is really what's out there everywhere, you really have zero idea what you're getting for food. You know, if you go into the big, you know, supermarket or whatever, you're just buying all this stuff and you really have no idea where it's coming from. And what we found is that, you know, really working locally with these local farms, you really learn about what they're doing. You learn about what chemicals they're using, if any, and hopefully not many or none. You're learning about what they're feeding their animals. You're learning about what they're using for fertilizers and pesticides in their vegetable plants. And I really think it's like a health insurance policy. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. You can spend a little bit more money, as the perception is, to buy local and you know, organic and such, and eat healthy. Or you can say, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. Go to the fast food places all you want, and then guess what happens down the road? You end up with all kind of health issues. We've seen a lot of people that come through here that really take a lot of pride in what they eat and what they do. And we just watch them grow and watch their health change. And it's absolutely amazing.
Or actually not maybe watch them grow, but watch their waistline shrink, perhaps.
Right, there you go. Yeah, right, yeah.
There you go. So it's funny. A few weeks ago, it was the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race on Father's Day, Saturday, the day before Father's Day. And so they were filming it. So at the end of the race, since we're the sponsor, I actually did it in less than 2 hours, which was my goal. But so they were interviewing me. And one of the things that I made that very point is that you know, one of the reasons why I like the running scene is wellness, and to the extent that we all take care of ourselves, both what we eat, what we put in our bodies, and how we take care of our bodies, that ultimately is the answer to the healthcare crisis that we seem to have in the United States. We have right up there, the highest cost healthcare system there is, and part of that is the fact that all of us need to take care of ourselves. So that's why I really love the fact that you partner with our company, because I can see our employees when Karen's in and she has dialogue with them. People are buying the vegetables, and I know when I buy the tomatoes and stuff, I mean, the difference between purchasing from you all and a supermarket, it's like night and day.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and again, it's when you start buying local, you know, I mean, you're picking a tomato and you're eating it, in theory, a couple hours later, but, you know, really it's probably a day later or something like that, you know, and it's fresh. It's right there. And somebody's really, you know, the farmer's really, really putting, people don't understand this, there's a passion in this, and the farmers really have a passion for what they grow. And they really put a lot of work into this. And they really, you know, you can sit down and talk to them, and they'll go through everything they're doing, and they'll talk to you, you know, I mean, it's their livelihood, it's their life, it's what they believe in, and generally it's passed on from family member to family member. Some of the farms that we deal with, you know, we actually can go back and way back when I was with the farm stand in Manchester during high school, we're actually dealing with their children now, and their parents are actually just helping around the farm, even making deliveries to our farm stand and doing things like that. So they believe in what they do, you know, so what they're producing is something that they really put their heart in.
And I want to talk about a little bit more detail in terms of how you, I'm using this in quotes, how you sort of certify, which farmers you use. But before we get too far along, why don't you give out where you're located. And, of course, your website is johnsongoldenharvest.com, and your phone number and your location.
Yeah, we are located at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is actually Route 3A. If you come down 93 and you take exit 11 and come down to the bottom of the ramp and take a left, we're right there on the left. And our phone number is 210-2031.
Perfect. And basically, I'll translate for Brian. Essentially, if you're going on to the Hooksett toll booth after the big one, you can't miss them. That's why I was kidding with Brian. I see them all the time. So now you mentioned you have these real positive relationships with farmers and going way back, and now their children and so forth. So how do you, I'm using this term really loosely, but how do you kind of certify who you would like to work with?
Well, a lot of people, again, this is based on relationships that we've had for years. And the one thing that we do really require is transparency. Basically, anybody that we do business with, any farm, they have to be able to take on visitors. So in other words, if we have somebody come into the farm stand and they say, you know what, how are they doing this? What are they doing? What are their practices? You know, et cetera, et cetera. And can we go there and visit? The answer to that question always has to be yes, or we really won't do business with them. again, it's all about transparency. And people that are coming in that are working on their diets or trying to do some things in their life, it's really important that they really know the facts about what's going on.
Yeah, and so you have to have transparency, trust.
Absolutely.
Look them in the eye. Make, you know, because like you say, people are counting on this. So again, the website is johnsongoldenharvest.com. So tell us about your relationships with, like, you come to Delta Dental once or twice a month. How does that work? And if I'm a CEO of a company listening to this, is that something that you would be interested in pursuing?
Absolutely. We enjoy very much going out to these corporations or companies or whatever. I mean, we do Concord Hospital too as well, so there can be, you know, nonprofits or anything. But basically, it's all about us bringing in and setting up a market inside these businesses. And basically, we offer obviously a smaller scale than what we do at the farm stand because we can't bring everything. But we try to offer all the seasonal stuff to the employees. And, you know, I mean, it kind of has to be, you know, big enough so that we can actually make it worth our while to get in there. And we really enjoy, you know, the communication that develops. And it's absolutely awesome, again, when people are coming in and we're seeing them grab stuff and enjoy it. And then, you know what, they're coming back and talking about it the following week when we go there and saying, you know what, this is something that we really enjoyed, and can we get this? And then we also do seafood. We'll bring seafood, and we take orders for seafood, and we'll bring them back to them, as we do with Delta Dental all the time. And again, that's another area. People just like knowing where their food's coming from.
Right. And Brian and his team, they're really good. We, you know, there was a little bit of an ebb and flow. So we did a survey. So we have the timing down. We have the requirements down in terms of what people are looking for. And being a purchaser myself, I mean, when you eat a, you get a, buy a tomato from Brian's team, like eating a tomato from Brian's organization is, it's like eating like, I don't know. It's like eating fruit. I mean, it's just really, really great. So anyway, more on that later. We'll return after commercial break with Brian Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental with my partners from The Pulse. I love working with The Pulse. Ken and J-Dog and all those folks. It's very, very, very enjoyable. It takes me a little bit away from the stresses and strains of the healthcare. And of course, I'm also chair of the State Board of Education. So the only area beyond healthcare that has more passionate opinions, diverse opinions, is education. But the third area, of course, is food. So with me is Brian Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest. And Brian, over while we were waiting for the commercial, we were talking about the fact that sometimes the general public needs sort of general education that, in fact, tomatoes are locally grown, and it sometimes surprises people. So tell us how you get the word out, and when people come in and they're sometimes shocked with that information?
Absolutely. We have people come in all the time, and you know, especially this time of year when things are really starting to pop and there's becoming a lot of vegetables available and all that, they'll come in and you know, they'll be like, wow, you can actually grow tomatoes in New Hampshire. I mean, people are just not aware of it. You know, it's things that we take for granted every day, and they just, you know, so then we start having conversation and they're like, wow, and the beans and all that. And a lot of times that really leads to a great relationship, because when you start talking with people like that about things like that, they develop a trust. And then we start seeing them back all the time, you know, and we do these little customer loyalty cards at the farm stand. And we do like every six punch, you get 10% off. And it's amazing when you start handing people out, that new people, how quickly they go through those punches. So yeah, it's all about education. You know, I mean, we learn every day something different from the farms and the farmers. And we just try to pass that on.
So it proves my adage, the more educated you are, everything gets better. Economics, your own personal wellness, et cetera. So very, very nice story. So tell us about the local meat products and what you have at the farm stand.
At the farm stand, we carry, we do a lot with local bison. That's actually really popular now because it's very healthy food and it's really good. And we do local beef, pork, really a little bit of everything, sausage. I mean, there's a lot available out here that's all farmed, you know, in a 50-mile radius. pretty much anything you would buy in a grocery store for meat, you can find out here. We don't always stock everything, but we pride ourselves and spend a lot of time. We tell people all the time, if you're looking for it, you know, we'll reach out and find it. And we have a pretty good success rate at doing that.
So in the folks where you're getting the meat products from, you're going through that same sort of transparency process that you described earlier?
Absolutely. Again, it's all about, you know, it's all about trust. And people come in, they have a lot of questions. Sometimes they have more questions about the meat items than they do about produce, because it just seems to be, I think there's less education out there. People are less educated because it's more of a recent thing where everybody's taking on the local meat thing. And so, yeah, basically, again, we have people ask us questions all the time. And sometimes we don't know the answer. We call and find out. Or we invite them to go to the farm themselves and talk right with the farmers.
That's great. So, again, your website is johnsongoldenharvest.com. Give us your phone number and location again.
Our phone number is 210-2031. And we're located at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is actually Route 3A. If you're coming north or south on 93, you can just get right off at the toll booth there and come down the bottom of the ramp, take a left, and we'll be right there on your left.
So right near the Hooksett toll booth. So tell us about the local dairy products, Brian.
Well, a big thing now, a big push now is actually raw milk. We'll talk about that for a second. we switched over as a family to raw milk, drinking it probably completely about 2 years ago. It's kind of like one of those things that's out there that some people say, well, you shouldn't have that, you should have that. We've done a lot of research, and if you listen to a lot of people, there's a lot of really healthy benefits to it. A lot of people are going back to that. There's more and more farms now that are coming out with raw milk again. It's legal in New Hampshire. It's not legal in every state. It hasn't been made legal everywhere yet, but it's going that direction.
So just to help everybody, so how are you defining raw milk?
Well, it comes right from the cow into the bottle, and you drink it.
So it's not homogenized?
Nothing. Nope. There's no process. In fact, what we have found and heard from a lot of people is that if you're lactose intolerant, you can actually have raw milk.
Wow.
Because it's the whole process that actually causes that allergy. That's the things that we've been educated
about.
So
Brian and I aren't doctors, so
no,
I would say ask your doctor before
not.
You do that. Before you do that. But tell me, so your family has gotten to raw milk?
Absolutely.
What possessed you to do that?
Just again, it's all about education. We did a lot of research on it and looked up, and basically it the raw milk obviously contains bacteria, and it's a healthy bacteria. And we found that people that were drinking raw milk tend to be way more healthy. They have a lot less health issues. They don't get sick as often. They seem to feel better. So who doesn't want to feel better? So we tried it.
And you're the living example. That's awesome. Now, back to the farm stand. So do you have your children work for you, right, sometimes?
My younger son will work for us occasionally, yep. He works with us. My older son is not working with us. He actually is working up in northern New Hampshire. He's on his own now. My younger son's be a junior at Concord High this year. So he spends some time with us here and there, and he also has another job as well. But he's a big help. I like to say, you know, he does all our signs, all our banners, all the stuff that people really see in the business. So if you're coming down the road and you see a banner out there, he did it.
It's your son. So he'll be a senior next
year. He'll be a junior next year.
A junior.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm always at Concord High School, their senior night, giving out awards and stuff like that. So I expect to see him in a couple years.
Well, I hope so.
Me too. I'm sure I will. He sounds very engaging if he's got two jobs and is working for his dad as well. So, again, the website is johnsongoldenharvest.com. So what have you seen as the major sort of trends in the past 5 years? I think more people are being health conscious, although we still seem to have a healthcare crisis, you know, in the United States between, you know, diabetes and obesity and things like that. So on the one hand, while it's more, people are more health conscious in terms of what we eat, we seem to still have some of these issues. But what are the trends that you see sort of locally?
Well, I think that the trend is toward local, and I believe a lot of it, from what I'm seeing and observing, is word of mouth. A lot of people come in, and they kind of notice them. And again, it's not like we have this great big building, but you see people kind of wandering and they're looking in the they're looking at the meats and they're looking at the produce, and you can always tell when, because we're very personal at the farm stand, and we were, you know, always talking with people, and you can always tell when someone's new, and they'll start asking questions, and 9 times out of 10 it's, well, you know, my friend was talking about the fact that they're eating, they've gone to eating local meat, and they seem like it, they're benefiting from it, so I'm interested in it. And that's a lot of times how the discussion gets started, I found. And you know, again, that's education, because people are learning from somebody else and then they're getting interested in it and they're seeing the results. So the whole trend, I mean, eating local is that's what's going on. I mean, again, people want to know where their food's coming from, and it's increasingly important.
So you all provide that educational avenue, I think, which is needed. I know in my business too, as if your employer doesn't have dental coverage and the individual is buying the dental insurance, the first thing you have to do is educate the individual consumer on the importance of oral health as it relates to overall health. Then you can make the sale. So it sounds like in a lot of respects our businesses are becoming similar, because people first have to be educated on the importance of eating local, and then at that point knowing where to buy and, you know, what to buy. So that's pretty cool. So what's your rundown on when you were last on? We were in the middle of the winter, and there was still vibrant a number of vegetables. But in the summer, do you have even more the broad band of vegetables available to consumers?
Oh, absolutely. We just finished up with native strawberry season. And the kind of neat thing about that season, it's really the opening door. It's like opening a door to everything else. I mean, the squashes are all coming out. The cucumbers are out. The peppers are coming out. I mean, pretty much lettuces are out. Kale's out. I mean, right now we're coming into the season where in the next couple months, there's pretty much not much of anything that you won't be able to get locally.
Great. My wife is really into kale, so I'm gonna have to stop down the next time Karen's in or the pharmacy. And so your website again is johnsongoldenharvest.com. Is when you conceived of the farm stand, did you think that it would be so vibrant, you know, 5 years later?
Well, I hoped it would be, but you know what? I really didn't know. And again, it took on a kind of a different, you know, when we opened up the farm stand, I was really thinking about, okay, we're doing fruits and vegetables, and that's what we're doing. I really had no idea that it would go in the direction it has, and the interest in what it's taken on as far as having, you know, you really can go in there and get a complete dinner. You can go in there, and I don't mean already made, but you can go in there and you can buy the center of the plate, which is the meats. You can buy everything around it, which is the salad or the dairy, whatever. And I had no idea it would take on that. And again, I think a lot of people drove it there. People came in and they'd ask about things, and we'd look into it, and all of a sudden we'd have it.
So you're very customer centric, and you're also obviously the whole wellness, and you are what you eat. So again, the website is johnsongoldenharvest.com. Give us the location again, where we can find you.
We are at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is actually Route 3A. If you come down either direction on 93 and you get off at the toll booth, right before you go through the toll booth, come down the bottom of the ramp, take a left, and we will be on the left. And if you want to contact us, our phone number is 210-2031.
And that can also be for CEOs who might want to have Brian and his team come to your shop. So as we close, reminder, running friends, Ludi, July 18th, 5 Mile Road Race. Brian, once again, I'm going to have you back. You're always very engaging. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.